Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we take a stack of sources and give you the fast track to being the most informed person in the room. Now, when we talk about complex logistics, you know, our minds usually go global supply chain, satellites, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But today, we're proving that one of the most essential and honestly overlooked logistical challenges happens right on the ground, the precise, verifiable delivery of legal documents.
That's exactly right. Our mission today is a deep dive into the almost surgical reality of process serving and legal support, and we're centering it on a really unique area, Moreau, Louisiana. It's in St. Bernard Parish, which relies heavily on the 34th Judicial District Court in nearby Chalmette.
And the sources we've pulled for this are just, they're a masterclass in how local, really granular knowledge becomes the single biggest factor for success. But before we get into the how, we have to set some boundaries.
Absolutely. This part is critical. The sources stress, and I mean really stress, that the company we're discussing, Lafayette Process Servers LLC, is providing this context on logistics only. They are not a law firm.
Yeah.
They do not give legal advice.
Yeah.
And they're not connected to any government agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Not the SEC, not the IRS, nobody. If you, the listener, need legal help, you have to contact an attorney or your local bar association. We're purely talking logistics today.
Good. With that clear, let's jump straight into the geography, because that's really where all the complexity starts. The sources say you can't rely on GPS on Moreau.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Moreau has this fascinating duality. It's split between, you know, normal residential streets and these huge high security industrial zones.
You know, neighborhoods right up against massive plants.
Exactly. Tightly knit communities juxtaposed with these fenced off facilities.
Yeah.
For a process server, that means you can't have a one size fits all approach. You have to pivot and pivot dramatically based on who you're serving.
And what the sources really hammer home is that success isn't just finding the address. It's about what? Community acceptance.
Precisely. In a parish like St. Bernard, which is very tight-knit, an outsider trying to deliver sensitive legal papers is immediately met with skepticism, with resistance.
Right.
And that's where this idea of accountability, it stops being a marketing term and becomes a real logistical need. The company in our sources, they make a point of saying they're a proud, active, and this is the key word-vetted member of the St. Bernard Chamber of Commerce. And they're also verified in OA and Jefferson Parish.
Okay, so why does that matter? For someone hiring a logistics provider, why is a chamber membership a performance metric?
It's a risk mitigation strategy. I mean, think about it. When a server approaches a home or a local shop, the person on the other side of that door needs to know they're dealing with a verifiable local professional.
Not some stranger from out of state.
Exactly. Not some anonymous person hired from a call center. When you're dealing with divorce papers or eviction notices, trust just minimizes friction. It's the difference between I know who you are versus I have never heard of you.
So that local knowledge, knowing the difference between Moreau and Violet and Chalmette, that's the foundation.
It's the foundation of professional respect in that community.
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense. So let's switch from the soft skills to the hard logistics, the industrial corridor. Moreau is called the industrial heart of the parish, and this is where it gets really fascinating.
It absolutely does. The sources spend a lot of time on the unique challenge of serving corporate process at these huge industrial sites. They use the Valero Moreau refinery as the main example.
And this is where amateurs fail.
Immediately, yes.
So walk me through that failure. The sources say a common mistake attorneys make is thinking they can just, FedEx subpoena to the front gate?
Yep. And it's doomed to fail every single time.
Why?
Because that front gate isn't a mailroom. It's the first line of defense for a high security operation. An attorney or a national courier, they see an address. The refinery sees a mandatory security protocol.
And a FedEx driver is just a courier.
Yeah. They will be politely, but very firmly turned away right there at the guard check.
So it's a failure of sequence, not speed. For those of us who aren't lawyers, what does a process server have to know to get past that guard shack?
They have to know the proper corporate legal target. Security is airtight, which means the server needs specific, up-to-date knowledge of who the registered agent is.
The registered agent? That's the specific person designated to receive legal papers.
The one and only. You can't just hand it to a manager or a security guard. If you serve the wrong person, the service is defective. It's invalid.
And the whole case could get thrown out.
It can be delayed or even dismissed. And that could potentially cost the client millions in lost time. The stakes are incredibly high.
Wow. So we're not talking about a delayed package here. We're talking about a massive financial liability hanging on one single successful delivery.
Exactly. The servers have to follow these strict facility-specific protocols. Sometimes that means coordinating with the legal department ahead of time. Sometimes it's about special badging procedures.
Yeah.
A regular courier doesn't have the clearance or the procedural knowledge.
And this isn't just about Valero, right? This applies to the whole industrial corridor.
Correct. We're also talking about maritime and logistics companies along the Mississippi River. You might be delivering documents to a dockmaster or a shipping office.
Totally different access points, different rules.
Completely different. And then you have all the other businesses along the East St. Bernard Highway. It's a constant need for specialized protocol knowledge. It's industrial logistics layered with legal compliance.
Okay, so once you've navigated that high security world, the focus shifts to the high-volume paperwork for the local court, the 34th JDC in Chalmette. Let's talk about that full menu of legal support services.
This is where a local provider really becomes like a back-office extension for a law firm. The services range from the very sensitive to the extremely urgent.
Let's start with sensitive. The sources mentioned divorce and custody petitions. How does being local help there?
The emphasis is on respectful service. When you're serving papers in a family matter, tact is just. It's paramount. Because the server is known and vetted in the community, they're often better received. It can minimize conflict in a situation that's already incredibly emotional.
That makes sense. Then you have the other end of the spectrum. Urgent housing disputes, like evictions.
That's right. The sources point to the fast posting of notice to vacate for landlords, especially the 5-day notices. In the legal world, those 5 days are non-negotiable.
If you're a day late, the whole clock resets.
The landlord's entire timeline is thrown off. So speed and accuracy in posting those notices is a direct financial benefit to their client.
And what about restraining orders? That seems like it could involve law enforcement directly.
It often does.
Yeah.
Serving a restraining order sometimes requires coordinating what's called a civil standby with the St. Bernard Sheriff's Office. The server has to have a relationship and an understanding of the protocol with the local sheriff's office to make sure that service happens safely.
So they might have an officer present?
Exactly. And that's not a task you give to someone who doesn't regularly interact with local law enforcement.
Which brings up the courier service. It's designed to save attorneys billable hours. Why is it so important for a lawyer in, say, New Orleans to hire someone just to run documents to Chalmette?
Because travel is wasted billable time. An attorney's highest value work happens in the office or in a courtroom, not sitting in traffic on the I-10. So the local courier handles all the physical filing at the 34th JDC Clerk of Court.
And that's more than just dropping off papers, I assume?
Oh, much more. It's often complex document retrieval. They'll pull deed records, marriage licenses, and very importantly, civil jacket copies.
Wait, civil jacket copies for listeners like me, what is that and why is it so vital?
Think of a civil jacket as the official physical case file that the court clerk keeps. It has every single pleading, motion, and order in it.
A whole history of the case.
The whole thing. Getting a certified copy of that full jacket saves a legal team a huge amount of time. And the sources also mention they have mobile notary services right in Moreau for things like affidavits or settlements.
That's an incredible level of local support, but it gets even more complex. The sources say Moreau is often just the starting point. They manage cases with detained defendants across the whole state.
And this is the true test of geographic adaptability. When the person you're serving is no longer at a home address, but is in state or federal detention, well, the challenge escalates fast.
How so?
The sources detail these specific daily courier routes for immigration attorneys. They go to remote facilities, Pine Prairie, LaSalle, which is near Jenna, and Basel.
I mean, that's a huge distance to cover every day. We're talking hundreds of miles. What changes when the destination shifts from a local street to a federal detention facility?
Everything changes. First, you need specific, often pre-approved clearance just to get in. Second, the timing is hypercritical. These places have incredibly narrow windows for receiving legal process.
So if you miss it, you're out of luck.
You're turning around and driving hundreds of miles back the next day, a huge waste of client time and money. And third, the type of service itself is different. The rules for a federal facility like Pine Prairie aren't the same as a local parish jail.
So it's not just geography, it's jurisdictional knowledge, local, state, and federal.
Precisely. This logistical adaptation is what upholds the rule of law. A person who is detained still has a right to due process, and it's these specialized providers who physically bridge that gap to make sure documents are served correctly.
This all brings us to the final critical question for the listener. Why does this matter when I'm just picking a server online? The sources warn against national aggregators, but isn't that just marketing? A national company has tech, easy ordering, maybe a lower price. Is the risk really that much greater?
It's a fair question.
Right.
But the sources frame this as a risk management problem. The warning is against these out-of-state ghost agencies. They're just call centers or mailboxes that, and this is a direct quote, farm your work out to the lowest bidder.
What does farming your workout actually mean on the ground in a place like Moreau?
It means they take your job, post it to some internal bulletin board, and wait for the cheapest contractor in the area to grab it.
And that contractor?
That contractor has no relationship with the sheriff's office, no real presence in the community, and critically, no prior knowledge of the Valero security protocols.
So that lowest bidder server shows up at the refinery gate, gets turned away because they don't know who the registered agent is, and they just mark the service as attempted.
And your case grinds to a halt, maybe right before a critical deadline. The comparison the sources make is stark. The local Champer-verified choice has daily routes and uses their own staff. The aggregator uses an unknown contractor.
The local choice guarantees access. The other, it's a gamble.
It's a huge gamble.
Yeah.
And when you need an update, you're not waiting on hold with an 800 number. You have a direct line to the person who was actually there.
I see.
And that communication is vital. The sources end with this powerful testimonial from a family law attorney, Jason D. He needed a restraining order served in Moreau on a Friday afternoon. Everyone else was quoting him Monday service.
Which is unacceptable for a restraining order.
Completely. The local team, Scott's team, they got it done that same Friday evening.
Yeah.
And that story just, it illustrates the core truth. In critical legal matters, local accountability from your own staff is the insurance policy against case-ending delays.
That's a phenomenal way to put it. So we started this deep dive thinking about one service in one Louisiana parish. What's the universal takeaway here about specialized logistics?
The core learning is this. In any field with high-stakes logistics, success comes down to verifiable local knowledge, following specific security protocols, and community accountability. The so what is that if you treat this as a simple commodity where cheapest is best, you're inviting massive unnecessary risk.
Mm-hmm.
In these environments, cheap is almost always a liability.
Absolutely. The documents we looked at today reveal this hidden artery of the justice system, and it stretches so much farther than a local courthouse. I mean, building on those courier routes you mentioned to places like Pine Prairie, LaSalle, Basile, just consider the immense weight that's placed on this network to uphold due process. When the person being served moves from a local address to a remote, high-security federal facility hundreds of miles away, the entire burden of ensuring they get timely legal notification falls on this invisible system. It turns a piece of paper into a vital link to the rule of law. That is really something to think about.
Indeed. It just shows how adaptable these logistics have to be to make sure justice is served, no matter the geography.
And that's the deep dive. We'll see you next time.